Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Watlu alayhim naba'a Ibrahim.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship?
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 70th verse of this chapter, chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ Recite unto them the story of Abraham when he said to his father and his people, what do you worship? So after mentioning the story of Prophet Moses, the Holy Quran starts the story of Prophet Abraham with this detailed information about him inviting his uncle into monotheism. What do you worship? This Prophet Abraham asks them. Surely, Prophet Abraham knew what they were worshipping. But what does he mean when he says, what do you worship? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ He meant to make them speak and confess their own fault. Sometimes asking people of what they are doing is a shock itself. When they try to explain to you what they're dealing with, sometimes they have to rethink the whole reasons. The arguments they have chosen for this action. And this means that you do not believe in what they're doing. The application of the Quranic word ma ta'budun, the word ma in this verse, reflects a kind of humiliation for the things they were worshipping. Before we move on to the next verse, there are some other points that the verse implies. When we are enjoining good, forbidding the evil, first, as we explained in the previous episode, we have to start from the ones who are really close to us. The second point is that we do not take age into account for this matter. The younger ones can also invite the older ones. And the point that history and the tradition suggest is that this dialogue, this debate between Abraham and his uncle happened in the time when this uncle had sent Abraham away because of his belief in the Almighty Allah and because he rejected the idols. So the point is that sometimes for enjoining good and forbidding the evil, you do not need to have full and complete authority over the person. Moreover, you need not to worry about your loneliness. He was alone, but he, as the verse says, قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ, he invited his uncle, he's invited his people alone, and he did not have anyone else as his help. Another interesting and wonderful point that can be taken from this verse is that you do not need to worry about your relatives, about kinship and relationship. You can't see your relationships continuing in a wrong action because you are standing on a ceremony with them. And it is exactly vice versa. You have to start inviting people, and the first ones to invite based on this holy verse of the Quran is your kinship, your close relatives.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In
this
series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, the Holy Quran in this chapter explained the whole story of Prophet Moses to our Prophet for his consolation. This is exactly what is happening in this case as well, the story of Prophet Abraham. In fact, the Holy Quran is consoling our Prophet, telling him, O Prophet, you do not need to worry. This is Abraham. His nation were all idolaters. Even his closest relationships, they were all idolaters and pagans, and they did not obey him. This means you have to continue your path with decision and determination. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fair.